Welcome to Mornings with Matt White, right here on SEN.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. It should be a nice day in Sydney today. A bit of cloud around in the city, top of 22 and 26 and sunny in the west. Now, we'll start this morning with some breaking news that Alana touched on in our news bulletin around the tennis and the Australian Open. And this could have massive ramifications for what unfolds during our sporting summer. It is something that Novak Djokovic, amongst others, will be paying close attention to. It's an email that has been sent to players on the WTA circuit from Tennis Australia, and it's starting to circulate, and it is opening up a can of worms. Now, this is what the players have been sent from the WTA. Dear players, we feel the need to reach out to you all to clear up false and misleading information that has recently been spread by other parties about the conditions that players will be forced to endure at next year's Australian Open. We've been communicating regularly with Craig and the Tennis Australia team in recent months, and they shared some good news with us on our Players Council call last Friday we'd like to share with you. Tennis Australia has asked us to wait a few days before speaking about it, as they were still working with the government on the details. It says, because Victoria's vaccination rate will hit 80% at the end of the week and 90% next month, it's been confirmed that conditions for players at the Australian Open will improve significantly. Now, these are the conditions for fully vaccinated players. They can arrive any time after December 1. They must have a negative test within 72 hours of departure. They must test within 24 hours of arrival. They are not required to quarantine or stay in a bubble. They will have no ongoing restrictions imposed on them, and they will have complete freedom of movement. That's for the fully vaccinated players. For the unvaccinated players, the conditions currently are that they can arrive any time after December 1, but will be subject to 2 weeks hard quarantine. So back to hotel quarantine they go. They must have a negative test within 72 hours of departure. They are required to go through mandatory hotel quarantine for 14 days upon arrival, and they must submit to regular testing. Now, they've also confirmed that qualifying will be held at Melbourne Park. That was moved around last year. And then they go on to talk about the charter flights and the details of the flights. It says, we continue to meet with Tennis Australia and we'll share any further updates. It's not 100% resolved yet, but we do expect a further update from TA on this topic this Friday. We ask that everyone please keep this information confidential until the government makes an official announcement. Well, that part appears to have already been blown. The cover's gone on that one. But let me take you back to Friday. While we were on air last week, I played you this from the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews.
I don't think an unvaccinated tennis player is going to get a visa to come into this country. And if they did get a visa, they'd probably have to quarantine for a couple of weeks. I don't know that that will when no other players had to. So I don't think that that's going to be a relevant issue.
So that was when the news around Novak Djokovic started to come out. Now, Novak Djokovic hasn't said whether he's vaccinated or not, but he has said that he wouldn't be coming to Australia if vaccinations were needed. So we can sort of join the dots there. So hang on a second. What's going on here? The Victorian Premier says, I don't think tennis players who are unvaccinated will get a visa. And if they do come in, they'll have to quarantine. Well, they can't come in without a visa. So it's one or the other. But this is now saying fully vaccinated players can come in, freedom, go for your life, no worries. Unvaccinated players, according to this email and the information now reportedly given to WTA players, so the women's tour hasn't reached the men's yet. Unvaccinated players can come on in, but they have to quarantine and they don't have to get vaccinated and just submit to regular tests. So this could be subject to change. What does the federal government say about this if you need vaccination for entry? What happens then with that information? What happens if somebody tests positive on the plane as they're coming over? What happens to all of those Australians who spent so long sitting over there overseas waiting to try and come back, and now everything starts to go back towards the view that these tennis players are being treated differently to everybody else? So this is a can of worms that has opened right up. Now, everybody's wanted to have a say about Novak Djokovic. Go for your life. But he wasn't being asked to bend the rules here. He was saying, if they say you're unvaccinated and you can't go, then I probably won't go. However, it appears now as though the manoeuvring's on to try and get everybody here no matter what. We will watch that one. Let me know your thoughts on 0457 736 736. Plenty of rugby league issues to get in today. Tim Sheens has quickly swung into action in his new role at the West Tigers there. He's declared Luke Brooks isn't going anywhere and, for what it's worth, doesn't want to go anywhere. It comes after Tigers bosses instructed a club official to speak to Brooks amid rumours he wanted to sign with Newcastle. So from what I read this morning, Lee Hadjipantelis and Justin Pascoe have asked a club official to get hold of Luke Brooks. Why don't they bloody ring him himself? Aren't you the CEO? Aren't you the chairman? If one of your star players is talking or there's rumours about, pick up the phone and ask him yourself. Now it's up to Tim Sheens to clean out this mess. It comes off the back of talk that Mitchell Pearce could be heading to the Super League. So Pearce is set to request a release from the Knights apparently in the next day or so. He's got a 3-year deal from the Catalans worth between $1.5 and $1.8 million. So that opens up the door for Luke Brooks if he wanted to try and get up there to Newcastle. But according to Tim Sheens, Brooks doesn't want to. The Tigers say it's unfair on Luke, his family and his teammates that this speculation continues. So let's see what happens if Mitchell Pearce does move on from the Knights. In other rugby league news, the new Dolphins team set to announce another piece in its puzzle. A new sponsor is set to come on board, a $4 million 3-year deal with the Adventure Kings company. It could be that on the jumper or 4-wheel drive super centre. So next up for the Dolphins, they've got their coach, they've got their sponsor, they need their marquee player. Which brings me to the top 50 players ranked in the Daily Telly by Phil Rothfield this morning. Ranked 1 to 50, Nathan Cleary ranked the best player in the game, Isaiah Papali'i number 50 and a whole stack of talent in between. So I'd like to know this. If you could have your pick of any of the top 50, who would you select? But let's make this one interesting, because to get this player, you have to trade out someone in your team who the opposition would think is like for like. So you get your pick of 1 to 50, but you're going to have to trade out somebody. So who do you take? Who do you trade? Takes and trades this morning. Let us know your thoughts. 0457 736 736 or the open line 1300 01 1170. Alrighty, briefly, some other news this morning in the English Premier League. A massive win for Liverpool over Manchester United. This is the story of football today. The Reds beat Man U 5-0. Mo Salah was the absolute star with 3 goals himself.
Jota and Salah. And here comes Naby Keita. Liverpool have 3. It's Mo. Mo making merry at the Stretford End. Liverpool beyond their wildest, happiest fantasy. Fiddled it through for Jota, and there's Mo Salah. It is 4. It is 4 for Liverpool at Old Trafford. It's astonishing. For United, it is horrifying. It gets no worse than this. Jota's one way, Salah's the other. He's on an Old Trafford hat-trick here, Mo Salah. And he captures the moment. The man is extraordinary. The match is extraordinary. The scoreline is extraordinary. That picture will be framed and kept forever by Liverpool fans all over the world.
Incredible. It puts more pressure on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as he called it his darkest day in charge of Manchester United. Simon Hill will have all the football feedback for us this morning. Motorsport, did you see Formula One in Austin, Texas at the Circuit of the Americas this morning? Max Verstappen has won it for Red Bull, Lewis Hamilton second, Sergio Perez third. So Red Bull, Merck, Red Bull. Dan Ricciardo started sixth and finished in fifth position. So a pretty good finish for Daniel Ricciardo there, but a bit of a ho-hum race. I love that circuit. Absolutely love that place. But sometimes when you go line astern, it sort of ambles on to the finish. So Max Verstappen has a 12-point lead over Lewis Hamilton in the championship fight. We've got a champ in MotoGP. Frenchman Fabio Quartararo has claimed that world championship at Misano. Jack Miller had an awful day. He crashed out. Marc Marquez won the race, but Fabio, they call him El Diablo, finished fourth to lock up the championship. Racing news, we'll cover this morning. James McDonald has selected his ride for Tuesday week's Melbourne Cup. He'll ride Away He Goes in the Cup, and it comes after that disappointment on Cox Plate Day where his favourite Zaki was scratched. What about that finish between State of Rest and Animo? Remember Jason Richardson from Channel 7 and Racing.com tipped us. He tipped us into State of Rest. So listeners, did you get on? Let me know, because I didn't. I went against Richo, which is madness. I actually went with G Boss. He was looking at Animo. And once Zaki was scratched, I went on board for Animo, went all in. Betting for the Melbourne Cup Carnival and the Melbourne Cup itself, not much has really changed there. Incentivized leads the way, Spanish Mission, and then Very Elegant, and Away He Goes, a $15 chance. So a lot in the world of racing. It's Tuesday week, the Melbourne Cup. PGA Golf this morning, Hideki Matsuyama has taken out the Zozo Championship in Japan. Matt Jones, the best of the Aussies, in a tie for 18th, which was 13 shots off the pace of the winner. So we've got a lot to cover this morning. We'll have Brett Phillips, of course, on tennis. As I mentioned, Simon Hill on football. Ben Graham on the AFL that's underway, and plenty of time for your input via text 0457 736 736, or give me a buzz this morning, 1300 01 1170. Brett Finch is going to join me after this.